Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Guys, I need your help this morning. For real. So my wife and I are new parents, and we have a beautiful, intelligent, 1.5-year-old daughter. Her name is Ariella. And if you go to my Instagram, that's all you'll see, at Edgar I. Sotelo.
She's a good move on a social media standpoint.
Well, she's awesome, man. I hang out with her. I love her. But those of you that are new parents or have been there with your first child, you freak out because you're like, oh my gosh, everything I teach or I don't teach is going to impact them for the rest of their life. Like, I'm already afraid that she's going to grow up to potentially look like me. You know what I'm saying? And she's a girl. That's not good. Thankfully, right now, not so much. But guys, I don't know if what my wife and I are doing right now, honestly, is helping her or actually hurting her development.
Well, it's like you're the first, this is your first go round, you
yeah,
know?
So absolutely.
Like, you're probably more critical of your own decisions than
totally.
Anyone would be. There'd be a lot of parents who just say, go for it, it's trial and error, but the pressure that you feel
yeah.
is so much greater because you're putting it on yourself.
So the question I have for you today, just straight up, is what's the best way to teach your kids to be bilingual, especially when they're like 1.5, 2 years old, they're barely learning language and so on and so forth, you know, and regardless of what those two languages may be, you know, not just bilingual or bicultural. I speak fluently, sometimes in English, definitely in Spanish.
Sometimes you speak in English, but in Spanish cadence.
Right? And I'm teaching Ariella. Right now, my wife and I are doing 50% English, 50% Spanish. For instance, if we see water, I say, this is water. And then I also say agua. And I was kind of afraid that it was going to confuse her to think that water agua was like one word.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And this is me teaching Ariella, and it's happening, guys. I think we're confusing her. Listen to this. Agua.
Agua.
Yes. Water.
Water.
No.
See?
Water.
Water.
Now she goes around calling water, water gua.
Water gua.
Water, I want some water gua.
Aguater.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm like freaking out. I'm like, my child is going to be made fun of because she says water gua when she wants to drink water, you know?
You know what's interesting about hanging out with you and the way that you speak and the way that you you speak Spanish and English a lot?
Yeah.
You know, I speak very little Spanish.
Uh-huh.
I took a lot of Spanish in high school. It's a language I've always wanted to learn. I'm trying to get better at it. But it's funny. I noticed that you'll always say like, gracias, thank you. Like, you'll say them both. And when
right.
I was in Cabo with my girlfriend, I kept saying, gracias, thank you. Like, I kept saying both.
Translating for them?
To people who speak both languages. Like, I look like a big dummy, but it's because that repetition you hear,
right.
which is like, and I'm a grown man, but imagine for a child,
yeah.
I know there's two words there, but she clearly does not know because
yeah.
she's just learning language as a concept.
So this is what I've heard from different educators, right? My friend Hilda, she's an educator in Santa Ana, a school district where I went to ESL classes when I first immigrated here from Mexico. Obviously, all I spoke at home was Spanish. Till about I was five. Then I went to Hoover Elementary, then Garfield Elementary, ESL programs. And then by third grade, I went to Mission Bell in Mira Loma and here in SoCal. And then I was in full English classes, you know, but I believe that worked out for me. So Hilda was saying it's like 90% Spanish early on, 10% English.
Mm.
My wife, extremely fluent, writes, speaks both languages. Her parents wouldn't allow her to speak English at home. Because they didn't want her to lose the Spanish. And also, they didn't really understand English very well. So when she was on the phone with her friends, they're like, we want to know what the hell you're talking about. You know what I'm saying?
No secrets in this house.
Yeah, but open it, you know, when you're on the home phone and they get on the other line. ¿De qué estás hablando? What are you talking about? So please, if you have experience with this, whether it being a parent or being a son or daughter, growing up bilingual, what has worked best to not confuse your child? 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. Am I really helping Ariella out with my wife or hurting her? We're 50-50 right now. And listen to what she calls water.
Agua.
Agua.
Yes. Water.
Water.
No. Water.
Water.
Agua. Oh, no. 877-971-HITS. Please help a brother out. Please. Carly from LA. Good morning.
Good morning.
Carly, what's the best way to teach my child and just kids in general to be bilingual?
Listen, from my own experience, which is pretty lengthy right now, my kid's 13, but the best thing to do is only speak to her in Spanish, okay?
Really?
Listen, yes. You know why? Because she's going to hear everyone around her speaking English. Mm. So she's going to catch it. The radio, the television, on the phone, etc.
Right.
But then her Spanish is not going to be well-spoken, pronounced, and stuff like that.
That's an interesting thing to bring up, though, because you're right in the sense that the kids need the Spanish immersion at the house because they're going to just learn. Their mm-hmm. brains are always absorbing like a sponge other ways to call things words. And for a long time, I imagine, mm-hmm. they don't see a difference between English and Spanish when in English, we have like 19 different words for the same thing.
yeah.
And absolutely. We don't know a difference.
Exactly.
We know we call them that.
Well, and here's the thing, right? I think the fear, and one of my fears as a parent, and I'm sure parents go through this as well, is like if we only speak to her in Spanish, I don't want her to fall behind at school with English. Does that make sense?
Not.
So that's the fear,
right?
You know what I'm saying? That's why we're doing 50-50 right now. And in Spanish, I want her to communicate with abuelitos, my parents, my wife's parents, because that's really how they prefer to communicate in Spanish. So thank you, Carly. Love you. Te quiero mucho. See? There I go
love
translating
you guys
it. Too. 50-50. Bye.
50-50. Bye.
Devin from Orange. Good morning.
Good morning.
Devin, am I going to mess up my daughter for life? Is she going to be that one kid that calls water water gua? And all
water?
The kids make fun of her?
Water gua.
And she's like, no, it is called water gua because my dad said so. You know?
First of all, you get 10 points for even putting in the effort.
Oh,
okay.
Thanks.
I'm third generation Mexican, so the language has been lost in our family. And my daughter's dad's family, they all speak Spanish. So I didn't want her to be lost in his family. So we sent her to a dual immersion school where they teach English and Spanish.
From get-go, from like kindergarten.
Yep.
Wow,
and it's
cool
actually 90%. It starts at 90% Spanish and 10% English. And as they get older, it goes up in English.
Interesting.
Oh, because what I've heard also, I mean, long term, regardless of what two languages your child speaks, I mean, they really excel. Like I heard past third grade.
Yep.
I mean, they crush it in school and just in life. Because not only are they bilingual, but they're bicultural, right? So they get to enjoy life twice as much. Devin.
Yeah. And, you know, they're learning Spanish with math, science.
Wow.
So it's not just language. It's also that cognitive thinking. It's the problem solving skills. And it's just all across the board. It's the best thing to do. It's dual immersion education. It's
awesome.
The best.
Mm-hmm.
Devin, thank you so much for enlightening us. And that's interesting. See, I keep hearing that 90% Spanish, 10% English.
Yep.
Thank you, Devin. Appreciate you listening to us. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. You too.
Brian, what are our texts saying, bro?
Well, it's really cool, man. The text line, we're getting texts from people who speaking Vietnamese, Spanish. We got some Norwegian. I think that's the great part about Southern California is it's such an eclectic melting pot of people who are bilingual and have multi languages. We got some very interesting texts, and we're going to keep getting to your texts today. One from Natalie. She said, I get a lot of backlash because my kids don't speak Spanish.
Mm.
I'm struggling now to teach my kids Spanish, and they get really frustrated, and it's hard for them to learn. I'm trying to only speak Spanish to them at home. Their first language is English, and I regret not teaching them Spanish first.
Yeah, sometimes, man, family's not forgiving, you know, in the sense that even if your kid does speak Spanish, but they speak it all like what do they call it, pocho? You know what I'm saying?
like if I try to learn Spanish.
Yeah, like you say, you're trying to say parking lot, which is estacionamiento, but they say el parqueadero.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like Spanglish, you know what I'm saying? So it's challenging if they don't learn it well.
And then from David in East Los Angeles, talk to her in Spanish at home because she will learn English in school and just from the community around her.
Yeah, for
sure. Every day.
All right, coming up next, we do have Natividad Rocha with us. She's a very high up executive, if you will, or administrator, if you will, for LAUSD, expert in bilingual learning. Good morning, Natividad.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. I'm just trying not to mess up my daughter's life, you know, by her calling water gua for the rest of her life. That's all. Natividad, you being an expert in this field for LAUSD, that's such an eclectic group of students and cultures, and it's absolutely beautiful. What do you recommend that I do with my daughter and other parents do with their kids?
Definitely. Dual is the way to go. As you were saying a little while ago, students outperform, those that are in dual language programs outperform all other students when it comes to any assessments, when it comes to cognitive thinking, when it comes to just being able to be themselves, outspoken, and so on and so forth. But at home, you were talking that you give her 50-50.
Yeah.
So some of the recommendations that we make for homes is that one of the parents at the home be the designated for one language and the other one for the other. That way it's not confusing for the child. And that way they know that whenever they talk to you, they'll be talking in Spanish or Cantonese or whichever language it might be. Whenever they talk to the other parent, then they would be talking in English. That way they're doing both at the same time and not getting confused with a water agua.
Water agua. That's a new word. Water agua. They're going to put it in the Webster Dictionary by next year.
Water agua and hangry. That's really interesting because just when we started talking to you, I can see on the call board we have two people that are recommending that. The text line says, have one parent speak in English, one parent speak in Spanish. So is the idea you do that young enough where your child just grows up knowing that this is how I communicate with my mom, is how I communicate with my dad, and then once they get old enough to realize there's two different languages and that both parents understand both, they kind of still have an understanding of that there is a separation and a difference? Is that how that works?
Yes, but the one thing that it does is that it establishes for them from the onset that solid language, and it doesn't create the confusion that some parents think might be a possibility.
Yeah. Not to do that, what you're basically saying is it doesn't create the confusion that Edgar has created for baby Ariella.
What's really funny is when Ariella starts speaking to Janet, your wife, in Spanish, thinking you can't hear what she's saying.
Mi
and vice versa.
Mi papá está loco, mamá. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Sorry to interrupt, not to do that. You were saying?
So one of the things that we find then is that the students are able to go into school having those languages. The other things you guys talked about was that academic language, and that is exactly what dual language programs offer to the students. They're not only learning the language that gets you by, you know, dos cervezas, por favor. You know, they're learning.
I understood that one. I got that one.
That's the first thing Brian learned.
I feel bilingual right now.
And hola, mamacita.
No. So they're learning the language that they need to be successful in any country.
I have a question from the text line. It's from Christina in Whittier. And she said her biggest problem with this whole thing is she grew up speaking Serbian first because her grandparents and parents were at the house speaking Serbian. Then she learned English in school and learned English eventually. But then when her grandparents passed away, they all stopped speaking Serbian at the house and lost. She doesn't speak Serbian anymore.
So thought there was no need to.
Right. So is it important, or how important is it for when these like bilingual kids get into high school and they're speaking primarily English? Should parents then start speaking solely Spanish in the house to make sure you keep
whatever language they want?
Exactly, Spanish, Japanese, Chinese, Vietnamese, whatever.
That would be ideal if indeed the parents at the home can continue the language as well as any of the family gatherings. But other things that could happen at the school site and within the community is that the kids can get involved in Spanish club. The kids can get involved in Korean club so that they are maintaining this. You see that many of the Korean families do this very purposefully.
Yeah.
So that they have the kids come to a cultural community type of event.
Natividad, thank you so much for taking time out of your morning to be able to help us out. Also, a big shout out to El Señor Roberto for helping me connect with you this morning. Thank you for enlightening us. That is so interesting. I didn't even think about it.
Mm-hmm.
My wife could do only Spanish and I could do only English, or vice versa with our daughter.
That's interesting.
So that's going to be an interesting conversation now.
Who gets Spanish? Who gets English?
I think she should get Spanish because my Spanish is like, hey, no manches way. You know what I'm saying? All the slang.
Nah, let her take care of the formal Spanish she needs to use to speak to the abuelitos.
Absolutely. Natividad, thank you so much. Have a great day and a great week.
Likewise. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. And thank you for everybody that texted in and called in. Really, really appreciate your help this morning.
It's just so cool to see how many people in the Southern California area are bilingual and are teaching their kids both languages and cultures and preserving that melting pot vibe that we have, where we can all be, you know, interact with each other, but also have separate cultures that are dear to us. I find that so cool.
Absolutely. Live life twice as much in a way, you know? It's really dope.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.